From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq today, the deadliest single attack since the fall of Saddam Hussein. A suicide car bomber killed at least 115 people and injured more than 130 more in the city of Hilla. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has details from Baghdad.
The bomber struck as hundreds of Iraqis lined up at a simple medical clinic in the city of Hilla, 60 miles south of the capital. They were waiting for physical exams that would certify them as fit to serve in the Iraqi National Guard and police. The clinic is in a busy area of government offices and market stalls. News photos showed the street in front of the clinic strewn with pieces of the car and its victims. The dead and wounded were taken away in carts and pickup trucks, and the street was hosed down, leaving a string of crimson pools. Eyewitnesses described stunned and furious bystanders crying, "Allahu Akbar, God is great," as residents searched for missing relatives. Hilla is home to nearly 500,000 Iraqis, most of them Shiite Muslims. It's also the site of the Taji military base and one of Iraq's three main military recruiting offices, along with Kirkuk and Bakuba. Hilla's hospital system was overwhelmed by the flood of casualties. With many of the injured in critical condition, the death toll is likely to rise. The Iraqi Red Crescent Society sent doctors and medicine to Hilla, as did the neighboring cities of Karbala and Najaf. The Associated Press quoted provincial police as saying that they had detained several unidentified suspects in connection with the bombing. Insurgents frequently target military recruits. Some attacks are aimed at intimidating anyone who would cooperate with Iraq's interim government. Others take aim at majority Shiite Muslims in a bid to set off sectarian fighting or even civil war. But Shiite leaders are now poised to form their first majority government in decades, and they're determined not to let anyone provoke them into retaliating. And following their success in guarding the January 30th elections, the Iraqi security forces still have more volunteers than they can train. But none of this appears to be slowing the insurgents' daily onslaughts. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Baghdad.